Good morning. It is the 18th of December 2018, and today we have the Emperor and Five of Coins. What would Dad do? Who may no longer be here, but believe me, he's here in every cell of your body and in the spaces in between. The Emperor is the archetypical father, or the father figure in your life, whether an actual relative or not. Someone in control, in charge, the boss, the maker of the rules. Number four of the major arcana, the Emperor, represents authority and structure, like the four walls of your house or the four legs on your table. He sits on a throne of stone carved with ram's heads, representing the astrological sign of Aries, his own ruler. The angry war planet, don't screw with me, Mars, is his superior officer, so the Emperor is not about to tolerate any lame excuses from you, who are his responsibility. We don't like to piss him off. This is very much a card of the establishment, the law of the land, or who laid down the laws in your house, who built your foundation. The cold, sad Five of Coins, Taurus, Virgo, Capricorn, shows a couple wandering through snow, ragged, homeless, and poverty-stricken. There is the welcoming, warm glow of a stained glass window, the only bright spot of color on this otherwise dismally gray and gloomy card. The church-like structure is of strong stone and a place of safety and community, yet they pass it by. Are they not welcome here? This is pretty bad. They're broke, for sure. And like the chicken and the egg, health and spirit are suffering as well. Everything just goes to... This card would make a great country song. I lost my job, I lost my house, or, as the Chinese say, I lost face. Aries rules the head and face, and these people could be ostracized or outcast for some reason. Sprinkle with a bit of shame and humiliation, and you have the wandering couple of the Five of Coins. Follow the rules will help you out, whether that's a family thing, marry him or her and I cut your ass out of the will, or a work thing, as I know I've mentioned before. You're no longer working for the company and all of a sudden your phone stops ringing. Your dad or grandfather may wonder why you'd not take a soul-destroying corporate but well-paying secure position, or you may not want to follow in their footsteps in the family business. I don't want to be a boss, okay? He is upright and in the right today, I'm afraid. This is a sad separation. Maybe you're missing your dad and can't get to him this Christmas, or he's passed. You need to stop missing him and start employing him. He wants you to be happy and has a few ideas about what you should do in order to make this life you've chosen successful. And I'll bet you know what they are, or what they aren't. A practical plan is needed, a solid, disciplined regimen of some sort in order to get back on our feet. That means making a map and following some rules. You went rogue, that's fine, but how's that working out for you? Doesn't look like it is. You look run down, you're eating crap food, not exercising, and coming down with something. The first order of business is taking care of yourself with military precision and regularity. And we all know how to do that, we just don't. Don't wait. It looks like these people will be lucky to make it through the winter. Successful people, and I am not by any means defining that word for you, mind you, are regular about their thing, whatever that thing is. Commitment and discipline, order, structure, regularity, consistently. Consistency. Almost made it. Sound painful? Not as painful as whatever it is these two are going through now, but it's not my life. It's theirs. Have a great day. Bye.